And now, get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Thick and Fade, written by Paul Wright. Thick and Fade is brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of pure, all-vegetable Crisco. You know something, friends? If there ever was a time when an appetizing, satisfying meal made the family sing your praises, well, boy, that time is now. Then, right? Don't you find the folks extra appreciative of good food these days? And don't you bless Crisco for the help it gives you. You take what Crisco pastry can do. Why, if you're serving up the remains of a roast, have a tasty, savory meat pie with a Crisco crust. Oh, boy, it's good. And that crust will be so light that, well, you just watch the faces around the table and you'll have your answer. Or suppose you wanted to make something special out of canned luncheon meat. Have you ever tried wrapping it in a blanket of Crisco pastry and then baking it till it's golden and flecked with brown? Man, that's really something. Yep, that Crisco crust will taste so swell that, well, frankly, you'll hear nothing but praise. And say, if the thought of digestions crosses your mind, well, listen to this. You don't have to have a qualm. No, ma'am, not a worry about Crisco pastry setting right. Well, like everything you cook with Crisco, it agrees with the whole family, even the youngsters. You see, Crisco is a digestible shortening, and 9 out of 10 doctors point that out. Say, too, Crisco fried foods are digestible. And golly, friend, Crisco is the finest quality shortening you can use. That's right, it's pure, all vegetable. Well, you'll see, with Crisco, everything you cook tastes better, and it's digestible. And now, back to Vic and Seth. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Vic and young Russell. The former seated in his easy chair, glancing through a recent issue of the Kitchenware Dealer's Quarterly. And the latter, at ease on the Davenport, reads a book. Silence has prevailed for considerable time. But now...
Anybody in the living room, Irving?
That's Mom.
Oh, impossible. Hello, Irving? Groceries?
Yeah. Russell in there with you?
He sure is. Come take him away.
By George, individuals like myself, that's neither little
nor... Oh, so here you are, Mr. Talky Talk.
Talky Talk?
Oh, I understand you've been telling a few tales out of school.
Tales out of school?
What'd you say to Mr. Gumpot?
Perhaps you have reference to the...
I refer to the other day when I told Gov about me and Miss Razor Scum having an argument over the color of Mr. Gumpot's eyes.
Oh, you mean
you carried the story back to him, didn't you?
Well, I mentioned it, sure.
I figured you were the guilty party. Vic... You know what I'm talking about?
The garbage man's eyes.
Mr. Gossipy Wassipy here couldn't wait till he got me and Miss Razor Scum's little argument circulated. Run right back to Mr. Gumpox with it.
Oh, Mom, I never done any such a thing.
You just got through saying you did.
Well, I never run anybody with anything. The way it was, I saw Mr. Gumpox at the Bijo.
And told him all about how your mother and Miss Razor Scum almost got in a squabble over the color of his eyes.
I didn't say anything about almost having a squabble. We were standing right next to each other in line at the ticket window. We were enjoying a slight conversation, and I happened to remember that stuff about his eyes. I says, "You got blue eyes, haven't you, Mr. Gumpox?" He says, "Sure, why?" I says, "Oh, nothing. Only my mother and Miss Razor Scum had a discussion, was all. One said your eyes were blue, and the other claimed brown."
And that ended it?
Sure. Bought our ticket and went in the show.
Well, I don't know. It's what I ought to give you a good scolding.
Well, I never attached any importance to it. Just being sociable was all.
Well, people want to watch out what they say when they're being sociable. Maybe their intentions is innocent, but there can be lots of trouble come out of careless talky to talk. You busy?
Speaking to me, old pal?
Old pal, that's right.
I'll stay, my boy. I eat 3 hearty meals a day and leave her go with that.
Reading your magazine?
As much as I can. Of course, I skip the big words.
I want to tell you something.
You love me?
Yeah. No, but Mr. Gumpox is just pounding the life out of Miss Razor Scum.
Why is that, Mr. Hooch?
He thinks she's interested in his eyes.
Does he fancy his eyes?
Well, yes.
Oh, how sweet.
Uh-huh. Anyway, since Miss Razor Scum and myself had that silly little argument and Russell mentioned it to him...
Why, well, only mention it in order to have something to talk about, Mom.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's been showing up at Miss Razor Scum's back door.
So she can admire his eyes? Why don't she tell him to take his eyes and go jump in the lake?
Oh, person don't want to do that. Mr. Gumpox is a soft-hearted, easy-going, sensitive fella. Easy to hurt his feelings to fall off a horse. And he's so good about running errands and doing heavy lifting if you need him. And this trash flatters him. Here's a lady along his garbage route that's taken an interest in his eyes. He feels like he ought to do his part. He feels like he ought to give the lady all the information he can about his eyes. If Miss Razor's come up and told him she didn't care about his eyes, it'd break his heart.
He'd cry.
Sure, he'd cry.
Is Gumpox under the impression himself he's got pretty eyes?
Yes. Well, goodness, like he told Miss Razorscum just today. You know, Miss Razorscum, I'm just as delighted as I can be. You notice my eyes. They are my best feature, and I'm afraid I am just a little vain.
Oh, that's my dear.
And, of course, Miss Razorscum can't be anything but tongue-tied when he carries on silly like that. Why, 2 and 3 times a day he'll appear on her back porch and simper and giggle about his eyes.
And you're the scoundrel that caused this, huh, Stone Bruise?
Well, I never meant to cause anything.
Well, you just watch yourself after this, Dr. Speech. Conversations you hear at home between your father and mother ain't to be repeated in any picture show lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
What's Gumpox do? Knock on the door and say, here I am with my pretty eyes.
Just about. He stands there and rolls them around and blinks them and flutters his eyelashes and, oh, I don't know what all. Miss Razorscum says it gives her the willies to watch him.
Well, is she mad at you?
Miss Razorscum? Well, a little, I guess. But she don't dare let on much. After all, she said Mr. Gumpox's eyes was brown, and it turns out they're blue. So she's not in a position to say a great deal. She wouldn't have said anything at all, but she's getting desperate about him coming around at odd hours wanting to talk about his eyes. They remind you a little of cornflowers, don't they?
What?
That's the question he asked yesterday. Miss Razorscum, he says, that my eyes remind you a little of cornflowers, don't they?
What'd she say back?
She says, yes, very much. See, she gives him real short answers, hoping he'll go away. But he don't.
Well, what's he do?
Oh, stands there, blinking his eyes and rolling them around and dropping his eyelashes and so forth. Waits for complimentary remarks.
Does he get them?
Well, she's got to dole him out a few. After 5 minutes' silence, it gets embarrassing. You got eyes like my sister, she'll say, or something like that, and he'll say, what shade of blue is your sister's eyes? And she'll say, oh, kind of on order, Sweet Williams. And he'll titter and smirk and say, oh, there's been parties called my eyes, kind of on order, Sweet Williams.
Oh, my.
And they'll continue on like that till Miss Razorscum could scream. At twilight time, he says, my eyes are a dusty blue.
Oh, my.
There's not so much twinkle, more of a mellow glow.
I'll give you my opinion on it.
Mr. Gumpox is out of his head.
No, my opinion is
that Jakey had a fight.
Yeah?
With Mr. Gruber, the garbage man in the alley between University and Maine.
Huh?
Yesterday morning, they met there in the alley at Prairie Street. And Mr. Gumpox was so puffed up from all his conversations with Miss Razorscum, he tried to pull this eye trash on Mr. Gruber. He says, what shade of blue would you say my eyes was? Well, Mr. Gruber, he's kind of a rough fella. Said they're about the shade of mold on prune. Pretty cute answer.
Did Mr. Gumpox hit him?
Oh, just about, I guess. And of course, he come running right to Miss Razorscum's house for consolation.
Well, from what I've heard, I'd suggest Dr. Gumpox be committed to some peaceful institution.
Telephone's ringing.
Most likely Oyster Cracker.
Get it, Willie.
If it's not Oyster Cracker, I'll be willing to bet $70,000 it's Raymond Thurl.
Little boy, big talk.
Yeah.
Hello? Yes? Yes, I believe she is. Just 1 second. Mom.
Miss St. Bob?
No.
Who?
Well, the voice is quite familiar, but still I hesitate to...
Hello? Yes? Oh, yes. What? She did? Well, of course. This evening? Why, I'm not at all sure. All right. All right. Goodbye.
Your telephone conversation was cryptic.
Just how do you mean that, Gov?
Oh, go away. Who was that mysterious caller?
Mr. Gumpa.
One speaks of heaven and here comes an angel.
You know what happened? Miss Razorscum picked him on us.
Yeah?
He said, I understand you and Mr. Gook are both interested in my eyes.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I says, yes, of course. He says, your folks going to be home this evening?
He's going to call?
Well, I hinted like I didn't know for sure whether we'd be home or not.
He wants to pay us a visit and sit around talking about his eyes?
I'm afraid so.
Won't that be fine?
Said he'd telephone a little later to find out what we'd really decided on for this evening.
Oh, my.
Miss Razorscum picked him on us as sure as you're a foot high. What she'd done was go to work and tell him you and me had noticed his pretty eyes and what... I'll get that.
Oyster Cracker Raymond Searles of Bluetooth Johnson. I'm willing to bet $500,000.
Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, Mr. Gumpox. No, not at all. Oh, I see. I see. Well, just a second. He's calling from the gasoline station there in Chelsea.
Well, what's he want?
Says it won't be necessary for us to wait until this evening to see his eyes. He'll be along in his garbage wagon in about 5 minutes.
Let me speak to him.
Says at this time of the afternoon his eyes are a rich hazel.
Rich hazel, huh?
Yeah.
Give me that phone.
You going to talk to him?
Uh-huh.
You're not going to hurt his feelings?
No.
I'd be careful not to hurt his feelings.
Okay.
Please don't hurt his feelings.
I'm not going to hurt his feelings. Hello? Gumpot?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Hey, will you tell me something? Can you picture your house around the holidays without those good things that you make to eat? Well, the family'd be pretty disappointed, wouldn't they? Well, those boys away at camp feel just the same. You bet they do. They haven't forgotten Mom's makings. Matter of fact, this year those traditional goodies mean more than ever. Gotta cheer a fella up. So plan to fix a box piled high with homemade holiday cookies made from Crisco's brand new holiday cookie recipe. You know, that recipe is yours free, a present from your Crisco dealer. And oh, what cookies you can make with it. 4 different kinds, and all from just the one batter, too. Yep, this 4-in-1 Crisco cookie batter gives you an assortment of more than 80 cookies in 4 different varieties. And I mean cookies to tickle every taste in your family. There are chewy cookies and crispy cookies. You know, the real old-time sugar kind. And crunchy honey peanut bars. Oh, boy, they all hit the spot. So stop by your store today and look for the Crisco display. And then help yourself to a copy of the 4-in-1 cookie recipe. Now remember, it's yours free. And for the best cookies you ever tasted, see that you get plenty of pure, all-vegetable Crisco, too. And don't forget to listen to Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.